Today on Real Radio.
The hippie movement tried to make love their God. And what came out of that was a bunch of drugs, stoned out, illegitimate births. And it didn't work. Why? Because love is not God. If love is God, then the tree can be God. Then the ocean's God. No. The nature of God is love.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now, we're spending some time in chapter 13. It's the section of Scripture where Paul gets very specific in describing perfect divine love, the love that comes from God. And in verse 8, he lists a number of spiritual gifts that we encounter in our lives as believers. But here's the question. Do they last forever? Another question, how do they compare with the love from above? Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson called With Just One Word.
If today in our lives we are very self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed, and we honestly don't love anyone outside of me, myself, and I, then it is impossible for us to have experienced the love of God. Because no matter what you and I have had happen in our lives, no matter how bad we've been abused, how we've been rejected, how we've been bullied, how we've been treated, listen, no matter what, when we come to the knowledge that the eternal God, the creator of all things, loves you. And you're going to hear in a moment how it is an uncaused love. I'll explain in a moment. That he, out of his own volition, has chosen to love you. It's his will. It's his sovereignty. You can't do anything about that. It would by nature cause you then, from that moment on, watch. Listen, if I'm loved by God to this degree, and this love has originated with God, and he has deposited it upon my life, then I need not have to worry about me anymore. I now, Jesus said it this way, if a man dies to himself, he will find himself. This is the secret to Christian success. Forget about you, because God cannot forget about you. And when you settle that, when you pick that up and set it over here, you get to wash your hands of you and be free to focus on others and live the life of Jesus. And the love of God will invade your life. Some of you are sitting here right now saying, I don't believe it. You'll never believe it unless you're willing to try it. It takes you placing you into the hands of him who said he'll love you. And then he'll say to you, now I will love others through you. And when you begin to venture out and to love other people the way the Lord would have you to love them, there is this amazing, amazing life to be lived. Love originates with God, and all of God's children know that love. And if today you don't know if God loves you, why is that the case when the Bible says that you are to know his love, that he wants you to be loved, and you're to know his love? What would keep you from knowing that great love of God? He wants you to know it. He wants you to experience that love, to believe in his word. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would believe in him, you would not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says in 1 John 4:8, as we said a moment ago, that God is love. What an awesome statement that is. You cannot deny the grandeur of God and his love. You can argue with him, but you'll never win. Robert Jastrow, if you don't know who he is, I've read some of his stuff for many years now, actually, over the course of time. Robert Jastrow, let this impress you before I read you his quote. Robert Jastrow has a PhD in theoretical physics. He's the chairman of NASA's Lunar Exploration Committee. He's the chief of theoretical geophysics division for NASA. He's professor of geophysics at Columbia University. He's the director of NASA Goddard Space Center. This guy's no idiot. Robert Jastrow wrote this in his book, God and the Astronomers. Was it created by an all-knowing God, or did it just happen by chance? Quote, for the scientist who has lived by his faith in the power of reason, the story ends like a bad dream. He has scaled the mountains of ignorance. He is about to conquer the highest peak. As he pulls himself over the final rock, he is greeted by a band of theologians who have been sitting there for centuries, all in this quest for the meaning of life. You cannot say that God does not exist unless you have never experienced love of any type. And I have not yet met a human being that has not known some form of love in this life. If it can be exhibited by a human, and God says, I made them and made us, and that he's the source of love, then that is a discovery and a quest that every human needs to pursue. The next thing I want you to look at regarding this is that it emanates from God himself, that love never fails. And the reason why that's true is because, yes, it originates in him. Secondly, it emanates from him. The Bible says in 1 John 4:9, in this the love of God was manifested, revealed, made known, emanated out toward us, that God has sent his only Son, begotten Son, into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love. Watch this. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the propitiation. Big word. He has sent his Son to be the sacrificial payment for a price that we cannot pay, our sins. Verse 19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Isn't that great? That's good news. Jesus put it this way. The rich young ruler came running to him. We talked about him a couple weeks ago, but I want to highlight this portion. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said this, answering his inquiry about how does somebody inherit heaven. He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment, Jesus said, and that is true. And the second is like it. Wow. What is this? The second commandment that Jesus speaks about. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Allow me to be a little sarcastic here for a second. That's a huge statement. Jesus Christ himself, the Word of God made flesh, the personification of love in this world, makes an announcement. He says, you don't need to know everything. You don't need to know Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. You don't need to know it all. You read it all. Love it all. Become familiar with it all. But if you're a brand new Christian, you don't need to know it all. What you need to know right now is to love God. And if you love God, listen, if you love God, it's because you've experienced the love of God, and you will turn around and you will love others. Yes. And here's the thing. I don't care if you are the first right reverend pastor so-and-so of the church of the whatsoevers. I don't care. I don't care if you sit in one of our local universities as a theologian and you are a doctorate of divinity. Boy, I tell you, with a title like that, I'd be scared to death to have that title. And you can separate all your theological tweedledees from your tweedledums. If you don't have love for people, you're nothing. I don't care how long your dad was a pastor, or if your mother played the organ, or that if you were a what, I don't care. Is love emanating from your life? Do you understand in the end, we are not going to stand before God and go through a theological exam. Do you know that? There'll be no, okay, James, step forward here. Tell me right now, 1 Chronicles 26:3. Can you imagine? It's not going to happen. It will all be about love. Because God has shown us and taught us, and we cannot deny it, that from him emanates the love of God. Thirdly, under this point, we learn this about the love of God never failing, is that love abides with God. Love abides with God. It's his nature. This amazing love. Now watch this. I think this is exciting. Jude 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Let me dissect this backwards. It makes sense to me more backwards. Look at, after the comma, see, love of God, comma, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Listen, that is a reference to the coming of the Lord. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Because the Lord is coming, keep yourselves in the love of God. This word keep means to anchor yourself, like to drop anchor, to be affixed to, sturdy, strong, holding on to, guarded, to guard your heart, to garrison your heart. Look, in the love of God. There's nothing here for me to get into. But can you imagine for a moment, if I opened up this piano here and got inside of it and shut the lid, you would say, that poor man is in that piano. And that would be absolutely a fact. Listen, God has called you. God is speaking to you. God brings you into the family of God. God flirts with your soul and says, come to my son. Come to Christ. Have your sins forgiven. Know eternal life. And when you make that decision, listen, he reaches out to you and draws you. And in the same token, without any violation of his sovereignty, he places upon the human the responsibility to stay in Jesus, to stay in Christ. You staying in Christ doesn't keep you saved. He saves. You staying in Christ keeps you in fellowship with the eternal God, the God of love. Like a family. And when he says, keep yourselves in the love of God, this is an awesome declaration because you and I as a church, listen, I have jurisdiction over no other church on the planet. Thank God this church is too big as it is. But this one service, I can say this too. Based upon that scripture, my prayer for all of us is that the Lord might keep us all in the love of God by reminding us over and over again commit ourselves to him. Because we can say, oh God, keep me in the love of God. Do you understand that? You can say, oh God, keep me in the love of God. And God would say, what, are you blind? Read my book. I just told you to keep yourself in the love of God. Oh God, keep me in the love of God. He's saying, what, are you deaf? I just told you, keep yourself in the love of God. Do you hear that? That is our response. He sovereignly calls us, but we are to responsibly respond. You don't make your commitment to Christ and then go on cruise for the rest of your life. You pursue the heart of God from this day forward forevermore. Regarding that, listen to what A.W. Tozer says. The impulse to pursue God originates with God, but the outworking of the impulse is our following hard after him. And all the time we are pursuing him, we are already in his hand. For thy right hand upholdeth me. Psalm 63:8. Isn't that a beautiful thing? The second thing that we see in verse 8 is this. Just one word is the word never. Love never fails. You ever heard somebody say, don't ever say never. Or, oh, you know, you always say, God's love never fails. You know why we would caution somebody about saying never and don't say always? Because we are fallible. We are fallible, listen, in our doing, and we are fallible in our reporting of it. But not God. His love never fails. The word never is to, like eons, it never ceases. And this is what I love about this. Watch. If something cannot fail, if it cannot diminish, what do we know about this word? Well, three things. Number one, it's not of this world. You guys, everything of this world is, remember the term entropy. It's the second law of thermodynamics. If you went to junior high, we were all taught this, that things go from one condition to a lesser condition. Did you know that? You know that when you buy a car, right? The car looks awesome on the lot. And then 3 weeks later, it doesn't look so hot. Wouldn't it be great if you bought the car and the payments went down with how it looked? Still the same payments. And then shortly after a while, you feel pretty ripped off. Why? Second law of thermodynamics. You have to tighten up the nuts and bolts on it because the second law of thermodynamics says everything goes from an ordered state to a chaotic state. Did you know that? Did you know the sun's burning out right now? Did you know that by the time this service started to what it is right now, it's lost billions of tons of mass? Did you know that? Everything's like this. Everything of the material universe is coming apart, slowing down. Lambert Dolphin, in his works on physics, has argued for years, and there's some evidence now to back this up, that light is even slowing down because now scientists view light as a physical property. It's not a spiritual property, it's a physical property. That light is slowing down. 186,000, what is it? 200 and some odd miles per second it travels? And scientists say it's slowing down. Why? It's of this world. Listen, the love that people have for one another, it changes. It's moody. I'll love you forever. Isn't that what the Kardashians said to somebody recently? I've never seen the program, don't even know who it is, but I saw it on the news. I guess some Kardashian girl dumped some guy she married. No? Do I have that right? Okay then, see, I know. By the way, husband and wife, you want to keep your marriage together? It's not going to sound good, but it's perfect, perfect, wonderful advice. You want to keep your marriage together? Do not love your wife more than anything. Do not love your husband more than anything. You want to keep your marriage going? Don't love your spouse more than anything. You want to keep your marriage healthy and happy, crazy and fun? Love God most. Amen. Love God first. All the other stuff works out beautifully. Too much headbutting in marriage and relationships. Well, we just don't get along, and he's a real jerk, and she's a real nincompoop, and now, shut up. Love God and watch what happens. Everything gets fixed. Sounds simple, huh? But you still haven't tried it, maybe, huh? It's so simple, you're not going to do it. Do it. It's not of this world. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke 19:10. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." Isn't that amazing? Display of love that's not of this world. Where did love come from? God. In our lost condition, what did he do? He came down. While we were blinded by sin, what did he do? He showed himself to us. Isn't he amazing? Isn't he great? It's not of this world. I mentioned the word a moment ago, uncaused. This is a real beautiful shocker. The attribute of God's love. Now listen, the nature of God is love. God is love. Please understand this. Any of you in the hippie era, raise your hand if you're a hippie. They won't raise their hand. Okay, anybody 55 and over? More men raise their hands. No women are raising their hands. The hippie era, everything was love, love. We're the love children. I'm a love child. Love. Remember? The love bug. Remember the love bug? Love. Everything was love. Make love, not war. Remember that? Listen. God is love. Love is not God. The hippie movement tried to make love their God. And what came out of that was a bunch of drugs, stoned out, illegitimate births. And it didn't work. Why? Because love is not God. If love is God, then the tree can be God. Then the ocean's God. No. The nature of God is love. And that's good news for us. It's amazing. It's not of this world. This uncaused love, listen, it means there's no prerequisite to God loving you, and there are no demands. You say, well, yeah, but you know what? What if I'm the meanest guy on the planet? Now, listen to me carefully. Even though you're the meanest guy on the planet, God loves you. Make sure you hear what I'm saying right now. I'm not saying that God says, you're the meanest guy on the planet, and I love you, and well, by golly, you're just okay with me. He's not a wimp. God is holy, and you're a sinner, and you're rebelling against God by being the most rotten little guy on the planet. Here's the thing. You need to repent of your attitude and pursue God. Okay? Now, here's the thing. He loves you tremendously, but it's not a human love. It's not a love that looks at you and says, well, yes, you're a big brat, but I'm just going to pat you on the back and encourage you all along the way. No. I just read a thing the other day. It upset me that many young Christians today, 18 to 30 years of age, was a poll recently done, and they don't want to go to church because they said that the church causes them to feel uncomfortable regarding their unsaved friends. Think of that for a moment. America's youth are saying, I don't want to go to church because it makes me feel uncomfortable about my unsaved friends. They said, I want to be with my unsaved friends. They want Christianity. They want to go to heaven. They want all the blessings of heaven, but they want to hang out with their friends. And they don't want anything to do with what church or God or the Bible has to stand for because it makes them uncomfortable. Think about that for a moment. We have swallowed a definition of love that's not healthy. Because what if God were to say, stop, stay, sit? We would sit there and cry, oh, I didn't hear what I wanted to hear, and God just made me upset. What if he was trying to keep you from getting killed?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study that takes a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. With Just One Word is the title of this study, taken from this section of Paul's letter. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, recently we brought you a series called Finding the Love of Your Life. We also offered Finding the Love of Your Life on DVD, a four-part message series. And we got such a great response that we've decided to extend that offer. For your gift of any amount to the broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you the four-part series on DVD. It's called Finding the Love of Your Life. We really think you're going to like it if you get it. Now, in Finding the Love of Your Life, Pastor Jack helps us to understand the passage of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's a popular section of Scripture, to be sure, but rarely is it really properly understood. After seeing it, whether at home or maybe in a Bible study setting, you'll have a better understanding of what it means when we say that finding Him is to find the love of your life. So let me say this again. For your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you this series on DVD, Finding the Love of Your Life, a 4-DVD set. Visit us at realradioactive.org, that's realradioactive.org, and then click on the button on the right there that says Special Offer, realradioactive.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, that's 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like, write to us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.